We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Best.
Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I am still on my earbud wave. My microphone that I ordered turned out to be the wrong microphone. I don't know how I did that, but it didn't come with the right cord to plug in my computer. Blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I'm going home. Today, when you guys are listening to this, I'm actually on my way home to my house where I'm getting my other mic. So I promise next week will be normal, but this week we're back on the little headphone grind. But if anything, you guys should take this as inspiration that no matter what equipment you have, you too can start a podcast. Anyway, I hope you guys are all having an amazing day. I am having such a great morning when I'm filming this. I'm filming this on Friday. So Friday, July 23rd. Can we talk about how it's already July 23rd? Like, what the absolute hell? What the hell? What the bloody hell, as Lisa Vanderpump would say. I'm obsessed with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm drinking tea as I say this, and I'm just obsessed. Anyway, I can't believe it is already July 23rd. I cannot believe where the summer has gone. And I see on TikTok, so many people are like, literally, where's the summer going? All I've been doing is working. Could not feel that harder. Like, I need a vacation after this summer. And honestly, it sounds so funny of me to say that because I'm obviously at the beach. But like, I don't know, man. I just feel like, I feel like it's not even summer. I feel like I'm on like a work vacation for like 3 or 4 months. And then when I go back home, life will return as normal and it's going to be cold. And it wasn't even like there was a summer. This is like the weirdest feeling summer I've ever had in my whole life. And I think a lot of us feel like that, but it's also been one of the best summers I've had. I mean, I've been working a ton, but it's been just so awesome. So yeah, I can't believe it's already July 23rd because my season officially ends September 6th. I'm thinking about staying longer in September, open on the weekends, but I have to see how that's all going to go down here. There's a lot of like factors that actually play into that. But one of the biggest factors that plays into that, which is actually what sparked this entire episode, is the fact that I'm selling my house. And I can't believe that I'm selling my house. I'm extremely excited to be selling it. It's currently on the market right now. So hopefully by Monday, it'll be off the market. And I have like a little offer. It's my first time selling a house. Yeah, it's so crazy. I bought my house in, let's see, when did I buy it? In December of 2016. So I've been in it for, this December will be 5 years, right? Yeah, I think so. This December will be 5 years. I don't know why that math, like December doesn't work in my head. Like to me, it's the end of a year. So I don't know where it falls on the year, which sounds so weird. But like to me, if someone's born in 2000, like December of 2000, and it's 2021, that means that right now they're 20, right? But it doesn't make sense to me because, I don't know, it's at the end of the year. So like, I don't understand. I don't know. It's one of those things in my mind that just don't make sense to me. So I think I've had it for 5 years, December 2017, 18, 19, 20. Yeah, 5 years will be this December, which is crazy because when I bought the house, I don't know how long I was going to stay in it for. I didn't think I'd be in it for 5 years. But I absolutely adore that little house. It was my first purchase that I was so freaking proud of. I bought it when I was in Alabama, actually. So I went to college, and I don't know if everyone knows this story, but I'll briefly tell it. So I went to college literally on a whim because I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. So what had happened was I started YouTube. This like dates back very far. So I started YouTube and stuff when I was really young. It started to take off when I was in high school, and it got to the point in my junior year where I was traveling a ton. And I don't want to say kids were bullying me because I don't think that they were, but kids just weren't like the nicest about it. So, and they just didn't understand that. So I've like grown to realize that like people just didn't understand it. And that's why it was like weird. I don't really have a problem with it anymore, whatever. So it was just like weird. And I eventually was like, you know what? I'm just going to do what everyone does, move to LA and do the whole influencer thing. So I transferred to online school at the end of my junior year of high school. Moved out to LA, realized that that was not at all what I wanted to do, came back home and re-enrolled in my public school for my senior year of high school. And once I came back, I was really confused about like what I wanted to do with my life because I really thought that I wanted to like do the whole influencer thing and try that out for a while. I was making very good money. I was like, you know, I could really do this, blah, blah, blah. And college was never an idea. Well, after LA kind of failed and it's not what I wanted to do, I was like, maybe I should try college. So I was super, super, super behind in the college process. Like I didn't know what Common App was. I had awful SAT and ACT scores because I wasn't even planning on going to college. My grades were fine. They weren't horrible. They weren't excellent, but I was a good student. I was a high B, low A student. But I didn't participate in sports. I didn't do extracurricular activities. Like I had YouTube as like my whole extracurricular. And this was 5 years ago, so I feel like now it would be totally different if you applied, having all these, you know, extracurriculars being like YouTube, TikTok, whatever it might be. But back then, it literally meant nothing. So it didn't help me get into college at all. So I applied to a bunch of schools. The school that I really, really wanted to go to, for whatever reason, I don't know why, was Penn State. I always look back, and if I were to do like my life completely over and go down a completely different path, I probably would have gone to Westchester University in Westchester, Pennsylvania. I actually applied there, and to this day, I haven't heard back. They said that I could send like one of my scores, my ACT or my SAT. And I think I sent my ACT because I scored better on that. I can't really remember, but I think that's what I sent. And they said that they needed my SAT. And I never sent it. So obviously I wouldn't hear back. So that was on my fault. That was my fault. But yeah, they said they only needed one. So I only sent one. Anyway, so I got into Alabama. And honestly, I think anyone can get into Alabama. Not saying that negatively, but like that was the only school I got into. I got into Alabama and I got into a satellite school of Pittsburgh. And I don't even know why I applied to Pittsburgh. That was like a very weird phase for me. So, and I got into a branch campus of Penn State. I got into Penn State Berks. But when I didn't get into Penn State main campus, I was really upset. I didn't get in Temple. Like I didn't get in anywhere, guys. Like my scores were really, really bad. So I didn't really get in anywhere. So the only place that I was really left, unless I wanted to go to like Altoona, Penn State Altoona, like I could have went from Berks to Altoona and then started just at Altoona and then just went to the main campus, which is what a lot of people do. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to like go to college. Like, if I was going to college, I wanted to go to college. So I ended up going to Alabama and I did the whole nine. I rushed, I got into a sorority, I was an Alpha Phi there. I like did the whole nine. Well, after like a month, I was just really unhappy and I was like, this is not what I want to do. And I think a lot of kids struggle with that their first semester freshman year, and a lot of them stick it out, but I like jumped ship right away. So I was coming home all the time and You know, honestly, if I stuck it out, I might have liked it. But looking back, it just wasn't my place. And I would have graduated at the end of, or I guess the beginning of like the pandemic. So I would have been like, all this for what? You know, like I'm sure how a lot of you guys felt. So I was just so, I'm glad that I have the path that I had. But looking back, I just don't think Alabama was the right school for me. But anyway, I was there. I was coming home all the time. And I told both my parents, I was like, listen, I want to come home and here's my plan. So I laid it all out for them. I want to come home. I want to transfer to Penn State Berks and I want to commute and I want to get an apartment by myself. I don't want to move in with you guys. Like I don't want to live back at home. I want to get my own apartment and I want to commute to Penn State and that's what I want to do. And I'll get my degree in business and I'm going to open up a spin studio when I'm 25 years old. And that was my plan. And my parents thought that, you know, it was a good idea. They trusted me. So we went on with that. So I go home in November of 2020 and I start touring apartments and I'm like looking around and I'm like, I really don't like any of these apartments. And I'm looking at like a either two bedroom or one bedroom with a den so that I could have a space to film my YouTube videos because I was still doing YouTube at the time. My plan was to do YouTube until I had enough money to open up my own studio and then just move on from YouTube altogether. So YouTube wasn't my goal, but it was my means to get to my goal. So I was looking at those kind of units and they were like $1,900 each, like starting. And I was like, this is just so expensive.
For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, strobe light therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30-40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things that I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I get exactly what I'm looking for. And then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person, because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So then my mom, I like won't ever forget it. I went back to Alabama to go back to school. This was in November, so it was like around like finals time, so I had to go back. I was back and I remember walking back from the gym, and I'm like walking behind frat row, because that's how you, you know, get to the gym. And my mom's on the phone with me, and she's like, you know what, you can buy a house. Like, you have enough money, you could buy a house, and it's going to be way cheaper for you to buy it than you would to rent. Like, your monthly payment is going to be almost, if not more than half less than what you pay for rent. And this was like the first time that buying a house was even introduced to me. I had no idea what the concept was. And it was just something that I didn't know. Like, I just thought that you bought a house when you make a lot of money. And I didn't know how like inexpensive it could be if you put your money where it should be, on the right property. So we then started looking for houses, and I literally got a steal. The house that I'm currently selling was a house that I looked at, and it was a literal steal. Like, I don't know how I got a house that good for the price that I paid. I was so lucky. It was literally like the stars aligned, right place, right time. Like, everything just worked out. I flew home, I toured the condo, and I fell in love with it. I was like, this is the place for me. I am so in. Yes, 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 all the way, blah, 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 whatever. So we put an offer in on the house. There were four other offers in on the house, and somehow we beat them. And I got the house, and it was like such a proud moment for me. It was so incredible. And I was so proud, because it was like my very first house, my very first condo. And I was 18 at the time. You know, it was just crazy. So after that, the offer got accepted, I saw the house, I put it in the offer, and then the next day the offer got accepted. It was crazy. It happened literally within 24 hours. So after the offer got accepted, I had to fly back to Alabama, because this is still November. And we had a 30-day closing, which is crazy. I thought all of this was normal. Like, we had no inspection, closing in 30 days. Like, I thought this stuff was normal because it was my first time going through it. But now I'm learning that, like, or now I realize that that's so not normal, that it was just a really competitive offer. So we put out like everything to get the house. So anyway, I got the house and I had to go back to Alabama because it's still school. I still had to finish up my finals and everything like that. And I just remember being in Alabama, being like, knowing that in 30 days I was going to move into my own house and like start this new beginning for myself and this new life. I could not be more checked out of school, even if I tried, it was crazy. So I was like, I just remember like shopping all online for my condo, and I was just so proud of it and just bought like the cutest thing. So I was 18 then, and I was in a totally different place in my life than I am now. And had I been 18 and I could like look through a glass ball and see myself now at 23, I don't know if I would have pictured that this is what my life would have looked at. Having two studios when I'm 23, driving my dream car, which I never talked about, that I got a new car. It's my dream car. I'm so proud of it. And I just like never really knew if I would picture this life for myself. So here I am 5 years later about, and I'm selling my house, and I am really, really excited to sell my house. It's been a great condo, but it's just time for a new beginning. And that's what today's episode is really all about, is the new beginnings and why I love it so much. Like, there's magic in new beginnings. Just to kind of close all the loose ends here. I don't know where I'm moving to after this. I will be homeless once my house is sold, but I'm really fortunate that I have places to go until I kind of figure it out. I am looking. There are three houses that I've found that I really, really like, but I know the market is incredibly competitive right now, so I'm not really getting my hopes up, but I found one that I like fell in love with. It's so freaking cute, but I doubt I'll be able to get it with this market. And it's like, I love it and I would love to manifest it, but I'm trying not to get my hopes up. So yeah, that one, I really love that one. And it's literally in the same like town, so I wouldn't be moving that far. But if not, I'm pretty much a free bird. I'm very fortunate that I have the beach homes. I can go to a beach house and stay at one of the houses until I figure it out. My parents have like this whole little apartment in their upstairs house that's for my grandma. But she actually lives in Idaho, so I can go stay in that little apartment until I figure my space out, or I can go and like get an apartment. So I have options and I'm really fortunate to have options. And I also just feel like it's time to sell the house and the market is just so incredible right now. Like I would be almost stupid to pass up the opportunity of this crazy market to sell my house. So I'm really, really fortunate. One of my best friends, Brandy, is selling my house for me, and she is just, I mean, I literally love her. She's just been such a dream about the whole thing. So if you guys ever need a realtor and you're in like the King of Prussia area, Brandy Schell is your girl. Philadelphia area, literally any area in like PA, the tri-state area of Philly, definitely recommend Brandy Schell. She has been so incredible and she's so fun to work with. I'm just having an absolute blast. One of my really good friends, longtime client at Stride, she's just amazing. So Brandy, if you're listening to this, I hope we got an offer. So anyway, yeah, I'm selling the house and I could not be more excited about the new beginnings that come out of it. And honestly, just all of the new beginnings that happen in life. So I think the reason that I love new beginnings so much is, well, first of all, I read a long time ago that it was a very Aries thing to have like an identity crisis every day, essentially, and feel the need to rebrand yourself, your business, your wardrobe, your makeup routine, your hair color, like everything about you, you feel the need to like constantly rebrand and like reinvent yourself. That literally could not be more true. I'm sure a lot of you guys also feel that aren't Aries, but I just remember reading that and I was like, this is so, so freaking true. I was talking to my friend Mara, who is similar to me. We're both business owners and she's also an Aries. And I told her that and she was like, oh my God, that's literally me to a T. And she was in the middle of rebranding her salon. So I'm like, literally we are, it's an Aries thing. It's such an Aries thing. So I've just always loved the idea of reinventing yourself and rebranding yourself and just having this like rebirth period. And oh, I just love like a good beginning. And I think back to even my YouTube, like think about any project I've ever done. My YouTube channel, this podcast, Stride at Home, like Stride in general, like literally everything that I've ever put my heart and soul into, I have rebranded at least once. And it's just a me thing. It's because I love fresh beginnings, because I feel like fresh beginnings are a start and a do-over to almost like learn from your mistakes and get it right. And even if there aren't mistakes, just like a do-over button, because in life you don't get a do-over button. But when it comes to a Monday morning, that's like an automatic do-over. A brand new year is an automatic do-over. A new month, an automatic do-over. And I'm not just talking about like significant dates that give me this feeling of like, oh my God, I get to restart and reinvent myself. It's literally anything, you guys. Like I'm talking about a water bottle. If I buy a new water bottle, I suddenly think I'm going to drink a gallon of water a day. And it's just because I'm like, oh, I have this new water bottle. It's a new time for me to start drinking more water. It's fresh. It's clean. I just get to have this new phase of me where I just drink a ton of water. It happens all the time. The other night, it's July 21st when I did this. July 21st, I bought a new planner. For what? It's the middle of the year and I'm going to need to get a new one in 6 months. For what did I buy a new planner for? I wanted it and I wanted a fresh start. And let me tell you, that planner is amazing. I love it. I got it on my iPad. I got it from Etsy. It rocked. It was so, so cool. A digital download. But I got a new planner on a Monday night because a Tuesday night because I wanted a new planner and I wanted a new beginning and I wanted to start over on my planner. And that's what I did. Like it's just these little small things that make the biggest difference to me and they have a significant impact. when I open up a new book, it is incredible. Buying a new book is like a euphoric feeling because it's this opportunity to reinvent myself as a reader and to read a whole new story that I've never read before. That's also why I don't reread old books. Like, for example, one of my favorite books of all time is We Were Liars by E. Lockhart. I would love to reread that book, but I've already read it, so it's not going to be new to me, and I already know what's coming, so I don't enjoy it as much. I am all about new, and I'm all about creating, and I'm all about rebranding and reinventing and, you know, recreating the wheel here and, you know, reinventing the wheel, whatever the phrase might be. That's like what I'm all about, like a new month, a new year, a new house, a new space. It's all so pure and clean and just has this incredible energy to it. Oh my God, I can't even explain it. Like when I get new shoes, for example, I don't even put them in my closet. Especially if I get new running shoes. Oh my God, I'm a whole new person. I am running a marathon by the end of the year. It's a chance for me to do something that I've never done before. And that actually happened when I bought a pair of running shoes when I was 11 years old. I got a pair of running shoes and my mom was like, you know, you can like actually start running a lot now that you have these running shoes. And that night we went home and signed up for the Broad Street Run, which is a 10-mile run, trained for 6 months. It was in May, so I just turned 12. And by the time I was 12, I ran a 10-mile race with my mom, all because I bought new running shoes. There's always this idea that something new is going to create this new chapter of you, this new definition of you, this new, you know, journey for you to embark on. I remember when I was 8 or 9 and I was playing softball and I would get a new helmet or I'd get a new bat and suddenly I was never a good batter. I sucked. Like whenever I went up to bat, people knew that I was getting out. I just wasn't good at it. But you know, I'd get a new bat and suddenly I'm going to become the next Ryan Howard and hit home runs every day. You know what I mean? Like I just always had this idea of rebirth and this new identity of I can restart my life at any moment that I want to. And it's so true. I remember seeing a quote on Tumblr in 2014 that stuck with me, and it was the idea that you can literally shave your head, change your life, change your name, and be a completely new person at any moment. And none of us do that, but it's always the option. Like that option is always there. We can always move. We can always rebrand. We can always get a new career. We can always change our whole life literally any moment. We just never take up that opportunity to do it, but it's always there.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's something so fresh and so clean. And just being able to do a do-over without erasing a past version of yourself is really special. And that's why I feel like new spaces, honestly, new anything is so crucial and so important, like a new notebook. I remember I talked about this one time on a YouTube video, how much I was like in high school. I talked about how much I loved new notebooks because it was like this idea of like, you know, page one, what do you want to write? You have this whole notebook to fill in whatever you want. Like I just loved new notebooks. And I remember talking about that on a YouTube video. And it like became the joke on Twitter. Like I remember this one girl tweeted like, oh, anyone have a new notebook for me to use? And then someone else tweeted like, oh, can't wait to open up my new notebook. And I was like, oh my God, are they really making fun of my notebooks? So I've like always been like this for literally as long as I can remember, that new things are just such a fresh start to me. And like I said, they don't have to be big things, but like that was a big reason that I wanted to sell my house. Like I am not who I was when I bought the house. Like I was 18 when I bought the house. I was on YouTube. I bought the house for the reason that I wanted the upstairs to be a studio and I was going to live on the downstairs floor. Well, now I live upstairs and downstairs is just like an empty room because I had a friend living there and then she moved out and I just never replaced that room because I moved down to the beach and now I'm selling the house. And like, I'm just not who I was when I bought the house. And that house is like a chapter for me. And I love that chapter and I cherish that chapter, but I'm ready to move on from that chapter. And I'm so big on energy and, you know, fresh space and a clean start. And I'm just so excited to have a new beginning in a fresh space that is new to me. So whether it's a new house or an apartment or upstairs my parents' house, whatever it might be, I just love new things. And Stride Sea Isle, for example, is incredibly special to me because every single year we're only open for one season, which is the summertime. So there's 4 months on and what's 9 plus 4? 12? 8 months off? This is why I didn't get into college. 4 months on and 8 months off. It's more like 3 months on, 9 months off, but whatever. So I have these 9 months off every year. And those 9 months, I take every single minute of that opportunity to reinvent what the 3 months here at the summer are going to look like. This year at Sea Isle looked nothing like how it did last year. And I'm sure next year will look nothing like how it does this year. I just love a fresh, clean start. And Stride Sea Isle allows that fresh, clean start because there's like a break. There's an off period in between each season. And it's like so amazing to be able to like reinvent, recreate, restructure, take a step back, see what worked, what didn't, and move on and evaluate and continue business that way. This also gives me such great clarity for my other location in Phoenixville for Stride because same thing, I get like these 3 months away where I get to be like, okay, you know, what's working, what's not, what can we restructure, what can we reevaluate, all these sorts of odds and ends. It's just so incredible to have the opportunity to have a clean start. And I really think that's what's so amazing about new beginnings is that it's a new opportunity to be whoever you want and to do whatever you want, knowing all of your past experiences. So what I'm kind of getting at with this whole episode is that I just want you guys to kind of leave with a feeling of inspiration that you truly do have the ability to change your life at any minute. Like you are literally one decision away from a brand new life that you could only dream about. It's one brave moment that will change the trajectory of your life for the better. And I encourage you guys to take that step. While it can be scary, while we don't always know what's going to happen, there is beauty in new beginnings, and it takes a certain sense of naive to just always blindly go into something and think, oh, it's always going to work out, which honestly I think I have, which is a blessing and a curse all at the same time. But I really am just so excited for a new chapter of my life, even if it's something as maybe insignificant to you as selling my house. It's just moving on from a chapter and I'm so excited about it. So if you guys are going to take anything away from this episode other than my incredible over-energized energy in today's episode, it's that I want you guys just to know that you are always in control of your own life, and something as small as getting a new water bottle can honestly be something that triggers the start of a whole new life for you. Like I think back to when I was in senior year of high school and my friend Hallie said, hey, I want you to read this book. It's called Skinny Bitch. And it was one book and it completely changed my whole life. It is the reason why I have Spin Studios. It's the reason that I'm at the beach. It's the reason that I was able to sell my house. It is the reason for everything. And it's one book. And you never know when your book is coming and when your one thing that is going to be your lead domino comes along. And it's from saying yes, it's from new beginnings, it's from starting something new, it's from trying something new. There is just magic in new beginnings, and I encourage you guys to try as many things as you can, start over as many times as you want. There is literally no shame in that ever. And just go after your dreams and do whatever you guys want. So I'm going to leave you guys with that today. This was a shorter episode, but I'm so fired up and I'm just so happy. I wanted to record this when I was in this raw state of being so happy and optimistic, and I just hope you guys have the absolute best day ever today. It is a Monday, so make sure to, what's the saying, grab the bull by the horns and take on the day, take on the week. I hope you guys have an amazing day and an even better week to follow, and I'll talk to you guys next Monday. Bye.